Hello and welcome to the podcast. My name is Connor. I'm joined today with Josh.
What's going on?
And we're going to talk about things that freak us out. How's it going today, Josh?
Oh, can't complain. Can't complain.
Yeah.
How are you? How are you?
Oh, doing pretty good.
We're recording this on Valentine's Day.
It is.
I mean, special day.
Yeah. I mean, what do two single guys do when they're, you know, on Valentine's Day?
Podcast, baby.
Yep. That's for sure. And order heart-shaped pizza.
Yeah. That, yeah, the delivery lady was it was just something. In hindsight, we probably should have gone with the circle one.
But. Yeah, the circle. And we might have gotten more pizza out of it, too.
Yeah, we were a little short on the pizza.
But, yeah. So, pretty good day so far.
Have you ever been to a concert?
I've been to a few. They aren't my favorite thing.
Why?
They're extremely loud.
Oh! And,
not to sound like a 60-year-old man, but I don't like that.
Okay, boomer. Okay. Too loud. That's your main gripe?
Oh, and the amount of people there.
The amount of people.
The amount of people and the loudness factor, yeah.
So you just want, like, a musician to play for you with, like, an acoustic guitar, but, like, just have them be like pretty far away so they're not too loud. It's just kind of a one-on-one setting.
Yeah,
that's exactly. Your ideal concert.
Yeah. Anyone's serenading me has to be at least 40 feet away.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you and I should go to a concert sometime. I want to get in on this. I go to a lot of concerts.
Yeah.
Not a lot, but like I have artists I really like. And like I know like all their songs, all the words. And so, yeah. I had a kind of a weird experience at one back in Minnesota about a year and a half ago. I'm a big 21 Pilots fan.
Okay.
It's a little, you might not know that about me, but.
Yeah, I don't think I knew that actually.
Yeah. What a twist.
My sister is a big 21 Pilots fan. Yeah. Amanda. She was.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
We had something to talk about for sure. But anyways, so they had a concert in St. Paul at the Xcel Energy Center down there. And they had released an album, and like a lot of my friends really like them too. So I was like, cool, let's go to this concert. My two sisters came. I got an older and a younger sister. And then two of my better friends came too. So there were four of us going. And so you know how there's a concert, they have like the seats around the edge, and then there's the pit down low where people are like packed in.
Yeah.
So if you want to like have a really good time at the concert, in my opinion, you have to go to the pit.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure I would love that. Just surrounded by people.
Well, yeah, the pit is like quite the experience because all of the like normalcies and like comfortable things of daily living just go out the window because you are just like touching people where you don't want to be touching people and you're just packed in there.
Hopefully involuntarily.
Yeah.
Bad joke.
Yeah. So I mean, it's general admission, right? So you don't like pay more to sit at the front of the pit. So like there's a line before the concert, you start lining up.
Mm-hmm.
So like we bought general admission tickets and we're like, all right, well, we don't want to be like way in the back of general admission. Cause that kind of suck. You can't really see.
Yeah.
Might be a little quiet for maybe better for people like you, but you want to be up there in the action. You like want to be close to the performers. So we get there and it's like 2 hours before, maybe two, maybe a little longer before they actually even open the doors to get in.
Okay.
We get there and we start lining up.
Nice.
And there's already just a huge line. So we're probably like, we're like almost a full block away from the entrance. So we're lining up. There's all sorts of hype for it. We're lining up because we want to get that good spot.
Yeah.
So we've been standing for 2 hours. They open up, they let us in, and we get there and we get into the arena. We get to a spot just smack dab in the middle of everyone, just packed in there tight. Mm-hmm. So like I said, my two sisters were there, older and younger one. And so we had a group of five in there. And when you're in the pit, like, people are moving around. It's hard to keep that group of five together.
Yeah.
So, like, one of my friends is about as tall as me. I'm like 6'3".
Yep.
So pretty tall. And then my other friend's also a pretty healthy sized dude. So we figured the formation we're going to go like three of us in the back, then my two sisters in front. So like the three of us in the back have to join together.
Yeah.
So that we like build a wall so that people don't let us, so that people like don't come through
yeah.
and like break us up. So we're standing there and it's going all right. The first opener goes, it was like AWOL Nation. You know the Sale guys? You go,
yeah, yep.
Sale!
Yeah. Those guys. I wouldn't have known unless you said that, but
the
yes.
Sale guys, yeah. They're pretty late. They were, I mean, I knew like 1.5 songs of theirs.
But oh, okay.
Yeah. They put on a good show. So during that show, we're standing there, and there's always, so there's the real fans who get there ahead of time and line up, right?
Like you.
Yeah. No fake fans, thank you. And then there's the fake fans who show up, and they like get in the back, and they're like, sorry, can you let me through? My friend's up there. It's like, I don't know if he is.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't think so.
I'm not sure if your friend is up there.
Yeah.
Like, you're like holding your girlfriend's hand and just like chugging your way through, just like weaving your way through on your way up. So it's like, I waited 2 hours here. I'm not about to let anyone through. So I like told my friend next to me, it's like, all right, we're not letting anyone through. Like, we are in the spot.
Yep.
We're going to stand here. So during like AWOL Nation, there's always just nudging around going, you're just, I don't know, you're kind of a rag doll in there. Yeah. You're stuck. So we're getting nudged. And then particularly, I know this is one girl kind of nudged us. I was like, all right. She's like, I don't know. What's short for a girl? Like 5.
Oh man. I don't know. Like 5'2" maybe.
Yeah. She's just short.
Yeah.
But she's like older too. And like probably like, well, okay. Not to offend anyone, but like late 20s, early 30s, old for a 21 Pilots concert to be down in the pit.
Yeah, sure.
Like that. And she was by herself.
Yeah.
So maybe she was trying to meet someone, but she like nudges us and we're like, yeah, we're not moving. Nudges again. And then she nudges a third time. So I turn around naturally.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm like, can I help you? Like, you're trying to get somewhere? She's like, yeah, can I get through? I was like, no, you're going to have to go around. Like, we got a whole squad here. Yeah. You're going to have to go around. I'm a big dude. I thought she would take that message.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't. So she nudges again.
Yeah.
She runs in again. And I'm like, lady, you're going to have to go around. Mm-hmm. Like, sorry, but you're going to have to go around. She said some words to me that won't be repeated here. Wasn't the most friendly words.
Uh-huh.
And then tried to find a different path. I was like, all right, lady. We'll actually call her Brandy. That's what we called her. That's kind of what she looked like.
Brandy, yeah.
Yeah. Also, apologies to any Brandys out here because the story gets worse. But
yeah. Yeah, of my estimated 17 listeners, I'm sure there's someone named Brandy.
Well, so she kind of had greasy hair and wasn't the cleanest cut individual I've ever seen in my life. And yeah, interesting stage in life to be at a 21 Pilots concert alone. I'll tell you that much. So she leaves and I'm like talking to my group. My sister's like, that's weird. Like, what is she doing here? And she just like cussed me out and I'm like, sorry. But anyways, it ends. AWOL Nation ends and we're getting ready for 21 Pilots to come on. Mm. Between like the gaps in concerts, there's like downtime. There's like nothing going on. Just like some music playing. Everyone's just standing there talking.
Yeah.
And then she comes up again, pokes me on the shoulder. Like she found me again somehow. Cause like she was out of sight at one point. Comes up to me, goes, can I climb on your shoulders?
What?
I'm like, no, no. She's like, no, you're way taller than me. I can't see. No, you cannot climb on my shoulders, man.
Go around.
Brandy, get out of here. Like, find another way around. If you're like really want to get up there that much, I'm sure someone's going to be more willing to let you through than I am.
Yeah.
And then she asked my friend next to me, who's also about 6'3" or somewhere in there, can I stand on your, or sit on your shoulders?
Yeah.
No, I can't. So she also leaves us with some choice words after that. I think she thought coming back in the friendly way would be the way that works. So
that's really why she was nudging you the first time.
Yeah, she just wanted to get up.
Yeah.
Well, and first of all, PSA for short people at concerts, because this happens to me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you're in general admission, you're standing there, there's always a short person who gets behind me and is like, talking, trying to be heard by me to like hope that'll let him through. Oh, I can't see. Like, oh, this guy's too tall. I'm sorry. Get there sooner.
Yeah.
That's where I stand on that.
Yeah.
If you want a better spot, get there sooner. Mm-hmm. I waited in line. It's not my fault. You're short.
Yeah. Sorry. Or move over 4 feet.
Move over 4 feet. Like, yeah, I'm not 80 feet wide. Yeah. Like, so anyways, that was not the end of Brandy. She comes back a third time.
Yeah.
We're standing there waiting for the concert to start. And she just starts like grooving to like the beat that's just playing kind of quietly as they're setting the stage up, getting ready to go. And then she starts like She comes in from my left side here. So my older sister's standing right in front of me, and I'm on the left. My other friends are to my right. And she starts kind of like ramming into my older sister, trying to get through.
Yeah.
And then she like didn't get through, and my sister pushed back a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then she got like a running start and did it.
What?
I was like, excuse you.
Are you a lineman?
What are you trying to do? Yeah, are you a lineman? She backs up. She tries to run through my friend and I, my tall friend and I again. We're like, seriously, cut it out. Go around. Like, stop this. Mm. She goes around. She comes again. Tries to go under our legs. Under Brandy. What is going on?
No way.
Brandy, who hurt you? Like, what?
What?
Go around. This pit's like over 100 feet wide. Like, there's so many ways you could be getting up front besides through us right now.
Yeah.
But then she starts like ramming into my sister again and bumping into her again. So I step in. I'm like, hey, you need to leave. Like, you need to go around. You need to get out of here. She didn't appreciate that. Mm-hmm. She called me ugly.
Oh, that seems appropriate for the situation. Yeah. Oh,
words hurt, Brandy. But, and like I said, like, she didn't seem like the classiest individual. Mm-hmm. She might have been into some kind of sketchy stuff.
Yeah.
Speaking of into sketchy stuff, I'd like to take a minute to thank our sponsor, NordVPN.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can browse the internet. It can look like I'm in France. I can look at anything I want.
That is very true.
You are sponsored by NordVPN, right?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, of course.
Okay.
You do know that, like... I don't know if everyone take this, but they were hacked like a while back.
Oh no.
They took like a year and a half to disclose that. So people weren't happy.
That's not good.
Lots of people dropped them as sponsors.
Ooh. I was going to say use promo code BETS1 for a free 3-month trial, but
I think we dropped them actually.
Yeah. Okay. No more NordVPN.
Nope. Back to no sponsors.
No sponsors. All right. Anyways, welcome back to the story. There's a lot of setup here. I'm sorry, but, so she calls me ugly. And she starts hurling some other insults my way. They're kind of hurtful.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't feel surface level. She was trying to cut me deep.
Man.
And then eventually she like took a shove at my sister. So I like stepped up and like grabbed her arms that she was shoving again.
Yeah.
And I was like, lady, you got to get out of here. The situation escalated. Suddenly we're in this pit jam packed shoulder to shoulder with people. Like you can't even like move to like scratch yourself if you need to. But suddenly, a huge circle around us forms. It's like it's in a movie. It's like we're in a movie. There's like people all around us in this big open space. So where it's me, my sister, and I'm like holding her arms. And she's like, you let me go, with some other choice words mixed in there. And I was like, you need to get out of here. Like, just get out of here. She like breaks out of like me just holding her like forearms, takes a swing at me. She's crazy, man.
Yeah.
So she takes a swing at me. I'm like, whoa. And then like all of a sudden the crowd just starts. It felt like a movie.
Yeah. Right?
I'm surprised. Like, I'm not going to lie. I looked on video, like online for videos of this later. Like, I wonder if anyone recorded this. No one did.
Man, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
I would love to pull that up right now.
Yeah. Well, so then she took another swing at me and I'm not proud of this, but she landed one.
Ooh.
Right under the chin.
Oh man.
But
it take you down.
She was a tiny human. Yeah. I was fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone larger, I've never been like hit like that before. I was like, oof. All right. So like I grabbed her again. Mm-hmm. And then at this point, security's like hauling in. Cause like all the people around us are like standing, like pointing in security. So we're in this circle and everyone's like standing around, like pointing at us. Like, hey, get over here. And so we're standing in that circle and security's coming in and I have her arms again.
Yeah.
And security comes and grabs her to haul her out.
Yeah.
And my hand is holding on to her arm. And as she's getting hauled out, she reached down and she bites my hand.
No way.
She bit me.
Yeah.
Brandy bit me.
Brandy bit you.
She broke skin on my hand.
Ooh, that is not good. That is not what you want.
As security hauled her out. And I was like, is security going to haul me out?
I am genuinely surprised that out of you grabbing a 5'2 woman that they hauled her out. Yeah.
I was very fortunate because 30 seconds later, 21 Pilots started and it was like concert time.
Nice.
Like I didn't even have time to process what just happened.
Yeah.
I was like, I do see some like blood on my hand and it's kind of throbbing a little bit, but like Jumpsuit by 21 Pilots is playing. Let's go. Like it's concert time, baby. Yeah. So yeah, I got bit at a concert, which is that's probably not a good story to tell you if I'm trying to get you to go to one.
No,
but,
But you diffuse the situation. So I guess like that was a good outcome. I think the real question is, did she give you anything?
Well,
did, because I feel like Brandy in this context does not have like the saliva you would want.
Well, that's a great question. You know, being in her early 30s or late 20s at a 21 Pilot concert alone, it's safe to say maybe she made some other poor life choices, such as biting people at a concert. But I didn't really think that much of it. Like, she hardly broke skin. It's like I scraped something on a wall, like that kind of injury, right? But then we get home, and we're, like, I'm from Minnesota. My sisters are from Minnesota, so, like, we're staying with my parents there. Yeah. So naturally, the next morning, they hear about the concert and how that went. And nothing really happens of it, and I come back to Madison here. And, like, my parents are like, you need to go get tested for AIDS. I was like, what?
Hey, imagine hearing that without them knowing that you got bit.
Fortunately, I was bit. Fortunately, I was bit. But you don't know what it's, hopefully you don't know what it's like to have your mom on the phone and be like, Josh, we're not kidding. You need to go get tested for AIDS.
Yeah, I can't say I've experienced that.
This is like a quote. She's like, you don't know what other life choices she may have made.
You're like, well, I know she bit people, so it's not a good start.
And no, so at first I shook it off. I'm like, I'm not going to the doctor to get tested for AIDS from this. Like, she hardly broke my skin. Like, I'm not going to worry about it. But then my parents didn't give up. They're like, yeah, we talked to like your doctor back here, and he said you should go get tested. I was like, you talked to my doc? Isn't that like against HIPAA or something?
Yeah, probably.
Like, can you do that? So they wouldn't let off, and like they were calling me throughout the week. So I had to give in.
Yeah.
I went to urgent care after work one day. It was like, I get to the registration desk. I'm like, yeah, I've got kind of a weird one for you. I got bit on the hand. Yeah. Oh, by like a dog? No, it was actually a lady at a concert. She laughed. The registration lady laughed. Everyone asked what concert, but after she laughed and got me checked in, I sat there, waited forever. The doctor took me back. I finally get seen by the doctor.
Yeah.
I have to explain it to her too. So I'm like, so I've got kind of a weird one for you. I was a bit at a concert. She laughs too. Yeah. Doctors aren't supposed to laugh. No. At that, you know,
I have a medical emergency right now and you're laughing at me.
What's so funny about this? So,
you know what's weird is she laughed when she bit me too. No.
The good news is I don't have AIDS.
That is good.
And so you said I diffused the situation.
Yeah.
In the spirit of full honesty, I wouldn't necessarily say I de-escalated the situation at the concert. We went back and forth a little bit. And she tried to say some mean things to me, and I maybe deflected some things back. Yeah. I kept it PG.
Nice.
There's a lot of kids at this concert and in the pit watching our fight in the middle of the pit. I kept it appropriate, but I didn't exactly de-escalate the situation. And I probably could have read that situation better. And
yeah,
I don't know. I'm not very good at reading.
Yeah.
Thanks to our sponsor, Audible, today. With them, I can listen to books in my car and learn all about how to analyze these situations. But you're sponsored by Audible, right?
Yeah, yeah. What was the book you were reading recently or listening to?
Well, there's so many.
There's so many, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they give you two free books a month.
Two free books a month. Yeah. Comms Teams for Dummies. That was that was one I was working on. And then you're not sponsored, but okay.
No, sponsors, unfortunately. Yeah. But you know, when I do get sponsored spots, you will be the one tying them in.
I'll do your ad reads for sure.
Hey, Josh, are you available for an ad read? I got two of them today.
Yeah, I got you for anything, man.
Nice.
You're going to get sponsored by like some mobile games?
Yeah. Like, yeah, this is what I do during my free time. just play mobile games. Not even the good ones either.
No. Yeah.
It's a World of Tanks.
The cringy ones. But yeah, we should go to a concert sometime, man.
Yeah.
I'm a blast at those.
It sounds like you have fun.
The thing is, I was at a concert like a couple weeks prior to that, like literally 2 weeks before it. And I got in a little bit of a verbal exchange with someone who is also being a little rude. So there were signs that this was going to happen. And
yeah,
the important part is I took from it and I learned.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to get bit at another 21 Pilots concert again the rest of my life. I promise you that.
Are you going to go to another 21 Pilots concert?
Oh, for sure.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, I just didn't know because I was going to say if you don't, like that lowers the probability a lot.
Well,
not to zero.
Okay. All right. So we got to bring this up.
We do.
This is one of my favorite statements. And you know, there's a few things in your life that you'll remember for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, there's things like your parents said to you that you remember vividly or that a friend.
Mostly insults.
I'm sorry, buddy.
That's okay. We'll talk about it later.
But there's a few things you'll remember for the rest of your life. I was recently on a work trip, Silicon Valley. We're sitting at the hotel bar, coworker.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, you know, something that really changed me is a friend told me that you are never at an exactly 0% chance of getting attacked by a bear.
We're just going to let that one like sink in for a second.
So we're not saying never 0 point something, but never at an exactly 0% chance of getting attacked by a bear. That kept me awake at night the rest of the trip.
Yeah.
I thought this through. I'm like, I'm in my hotel room. There's no way I'm getting attacked by a bear right now. Then my mind starts to wonder, well, I don't know who did my housekeeping. Housekeepers, they really got to grind for what they're doing. They might work a couple jobs. They might work at a circus where they train bears. What if the bear snuck aboard?
Yep.
And what if it's like in the bathroom behind my shower curtain right now? People check for murderers there all the time. They'll check for bears.
That's true.
There's a pretty good chance that could happen. Maybe not.
There's a chance. There's a chance.
There's California. What's on their state flag?
Dude, definitely a bear.
I mean. Yeah.
Does that bring you above one? I think that brings you above 1%.
I think we're above one.
Yeah.
Like almost 50-50 at this point.
Also, all the wildfires, like they got to be going somewhere.
Where are those bears going, man? And then my mind just kind of continues to wander. So what if all bears go extinct? What if like the World Wildlife Association, that's definitely a group, says the world, we are very sad to announce that bears are extinct. They're no more.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a 0% chance?
I don't know.
What's the percent chance that they counted wrong? Well, there's one more.
There's one more and they forgot. That's a good point. I mean, honestly, you could say the same thing about dinosaurs.
Well, and that's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Because who made the decision that they're extinct?
That is a very good point.
Who made that call?
I don't know. Probably a paleontologist.
Mm. I think they're so fancy with their degrees and their little shovels and their maps. They think they know something about dinos.
Yeah, where'd they get the maps from? That's what I want to know.
Exactly.
Who gave them the maps?
Who made those maps? What's the percent chance they were wrong?
Dude, they didn't have compasses back then. Who knows how they measured things?
Just a warning to everyone. Don't start thinking this way because it changes your life.
It does. I got to say, Josh told me this a couple weeks ago. And I've thought of this many times throughout the workday. I'll be sitting there at my desk and look around. I'm like, where could a bear come from right now?
The roof? Any place with a panel roof?
Yep.
There's a pretty good chance a bear could fall through there.
That's true. We actually had somebody working on our roof the other day.
Sure?
And I heard footsteps. I think it was somebody. I'm not sure.
Wisconsin has bears.
Wisconsin does have bears. I've not seen any.
Well, and your mind naturally goes to grizzly bears. Mm-hmm. There's other kind of bears.
Yeah.
Polar bears. Panda bears. Koala bears. You could fit one of those things in a backpack.
Yeah.
People bring backpacks to work all the time.
I bring a backpack almost everywhere I go.
Do you check it for a koala every morning?
I don't, but I might start.
So, I don't know. Just something to think about here.
Hey, that's a really good point. Honestly, I have a story. And for legal purposes, this is just a story.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, that Brandy thing earlier was just a story too. That didn't happen.
Obviously.
I didn't get tested for AIDS.
No.
All right, continue.
You didn't? I'm calling your parents. No. So my grandparents live in New Jersey, and years ago, it was probably in middle school. They have like a beehives, right?
Oh boy!
And so my grandpa kept having a bear come down and rip apart his beehives, getting some honey.
Wait, this is in New Jersey?
This is in New Jersey.
Bears are everywhere. Continue.
They are. So they're up in like mountains somewhere, not on the beach. That would be too nice.
There are beach bears. Don't rule that out.
I'm just saying like where they live, not where the bears are.
Gotcha.
where my grandparents live, they're up in like mountains. Mm-hmm. And so we called the DNR and they said they're protected. You can't shoot them and we can't do anything about it either. He said, cool.
Did he shoot it?
Well, in this story, I think he did shoot it.
Theoretical?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Here's the thing. Nobody told me beforehand that he shot this bear, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was before we got there.
Yep.
We go normally for about a week, week and a half. I haven't gone as much anymore with work, you know, but... They feed us some Sloppy Joes one night for dinner.
Oh, no.
And I already felt weird about this. Everyone, all the adults were being kind of weird as they're like serving it up. And, hey, I mean, it's kind of chewy, but it seems fine.
Oh, no.
I was halfway through my sandwich and I stopped. I was like, there's no way I'm finishing this out. There's definitely something bad going on.
Was it bad? Did it taste bad?
It didn't taste bad. But I knew there was something wrong with it.
Yeah.
Especially when nobody ever comments, it's not that chewy. Sloppy Joes?
What? Sloppy Joes aren't supposed to be chewy.
No. Then, for dessert, that's when the bear story gets talked about.
Oh, no.
You know what I find out? There's a bear carcass in the backyard.
No!
Yep. And then, next day, it gets revealed that it was bear meat and the Sloppy Joes. And that's why I don't like chicken. Can't trust people. No.
Well, as an ethical hunter, Connor, in this theoretical story, if you were to tell the story to me, I would say it is my duty to report your grandpa. So he has 48 hours to turn himself in. My family, we kind of had weird, like, the things, like, what we did at night is we would all, like, go downstairs in the basement, make some popcorn, and like watch crime shows. But not just like any crime shows, like Criminal Minds.
Mm-hmm.
Criminal Minds like has some pretty messed up stuff for like kids, right?
Right. And I watched maybe a few seasons and then I stopped because my outlook on the world got so dark.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just you got to take psychos and then like make them 20% more crazy. Mm-hmm. Just like that. That's what happens. And that reminds me of a specific episode where they're searching for a killer as usual, and they have a huge search party and they're like about to send them out through the woods to like look for someone who's gone missing or look for the killer. So they gather the whole search party. And like they're there eating a potluck before they go out to search. And yeah. This guy is serving Sloppy Joes.
Oh no. Dude, I don't want to eat Sloppy Joes anymore.
Yeah, I'm going to have a hard time eating those again. But he's serving them, and like they're all eating their Sloppy Joes before they head out. It turns out the guy serving the Sloppy Joes was the killer.
Yeah.
Now, like, remember this quote, like, as much as the bear quote, I remember this. So they, like, have him in their interrogation. He confesses, and they're like, Tim, where's the body? Where's the body? We need to find this. Tim goes... She's not out there. She's in all of us.
Oh man.
No.
Oh no.
Yes. That's
so bad.
Ban Sloppy Joes. Ban them.
Yep. Yeah. That's not good. Yeah.
Oh, I probably had to be like 13 years old when I watched that.
Oh man.
Like, no. And like
that screws you up.
Not against my parents. We loved it. It was our favorite activity.
Yeah.
But That specific episode. Ugh.
Yeah, that's ooh. Yeah. I don't know. Oh man. I don't even know where to go after that. There we go. Things that freak me out. Sloppy Joe's.
Sloppy Joe's.
It took us 30 minutes to get there, but it's Sloppy Joe's.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't, like, if I asked you what was in Sloppy Joe, you wouldn't know. You don't want to know.
No.
At this point, like.
No. I mean, are you giving a hypothetical right now? Or are you saying?
No, I'm just saying, like, they're gross. And I just never want to eat them again.
They are. Anything that you have to drown in, like, a sauce, like, concerns me.
Or you can just buy it out of the can, too. Yeah. And it's just all ready to go. Ugh.
Yeah. Let's not do that. That sounds terrible. Well, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, no problem. Let's go to a concert.
Yeah,
it's going to be a great concert. Time.
I'll definitely have to have you on again. This was great.
For sure.
Well, see you in the next one.
Got any sponsors for the readout here?